It's easy to think of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict as a distinctly modern problem, dating back to the creation of the Israeli state in 1948. But novelist Jonathan Wilson was drawn back to an earlier period, 1924, when the British occupied Palestine. Wilson's novel is called A Palestine Affair. He stopped by the studio to talk about that largely forgotten time, when many fundamentalist Jews were actually anti-Zionists.
Most ultra-Orthodox Jewish groups were firmly opposed to the establishment of the State of Israel because they believed that Hebrew should remain a sacred tongue, it shouldn't be used in daily life, and that only God could create via the Messiah Israel, and that the secular state was a threat to their beliefs, and they lobbied the British government quite actively not to pursue the creation of a Jewish state. We tend to view the conflict in the Middle East as if it began in 1948 with the War of Israel's War of Independence, or as if the State of Israel, frequently it's viewed as if it was a direct result of the horrors of the Holocaust. So I think it is very useful to look at this earlier time to see how the seeds of the problem were already present. Israel is so much in the news that it's easy to forget that in 1924, the population of Jerusalem was only something like 80,000 people, the size of a large American suburb. For example, while the population of Palestine had a Arab majority, the population of Jerusalem had a Jewish majority. Something like 50,000 were Jews, 15,000 Christians, and only 10,000 Arab Muslims in Jerusalem in 1924. So you're dealing with what was really a very small outpost of the British Empire, but one which already then was beginning to have a sort of huge geopolitical impact. I think that perhaps the best parallel I could offer, and this is a contemporary parallel that I hadn't, of course, intended when I wrote the novel, but I think is sort of strikingly present now, is perhaps with our own military administration's running of Iraq. In other words, you know, the British had taken over Palestine after a war with a mandate from the League of Nations to run the place. They had their own agenda. They also saw themselves as acting impartially, whether they were or not, as there to do good, and dealing with warring factions. And you could probably almost compare the Zionist Jewish population and the Arab-Palestinian population in Palestine to the Sunni and the Shiite Muslims with quite different agendas in Iraq. And I thought, actually, recently, I wonder what it must be like, say, for an Arab-American who is in the military administration in Iraq. How would a person like that be regarded by the local population? And I imagine with enormous suspicion. Chekhov once said a wonderful thing about Tolstoy's Anna Karenina. He said, not a single problem is solved in Anna Karenina, but all the problems are presented perfectly. And I think probably it's the job of the novelist not to achieve that clarification, but to present the problems. And I think what's always interested me more than political solutions as a novelist is the fate of individuals who get caught up in big history, who are trying to lead quiet and personal lives, and who get swept up by forces that are beyond their control, and then are faced with a moral test that challenges them in one way or another, that history has brought to them.
Jonathan Wilson's novel, set in 1924, is called A Palestine Affair.